at your pro day, and there were a lot of 49ers there that day. Did they bring you in additionally to their headquarters, and did you meet with any of the coaches then?
No, sir, I actually did not. I did not have that much communication with the 49ers throughout the whole process. You know, talk with the defensive line coach at the combine and learn about the system, talk with him there, got a good feel for him, try to get him a feel for myself. And then after that, you know, it was just kind of up in the air. Just saw him at pro day, talked to him there, and then just waited here, and it was a great surprise, best surprise of my life. It's a dream come true.
You obviously, well, maybe you don't, but do you look at the mock drafts, and did you see yourself repeatedly going to the 49ers, and what did you think when you kept seeing that?
You know, you definitely do see that stuff. It's not like I didn't see it, because I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. So I saw that stuff. I saw myself going to the 49ers. And you know what? In my head, I was like, I love that, but I can't ride the roller coaster. I can't believe this kind of stuff because I'm going to get my heart broken, and it's going to be a bad experience at the draft. So, you know, I kept my mind open and came in blind here and try to come in here and be happy for any team that drafted me. But, you know, the best team for me drafted me, and the best team I wanted drafted me, so I'm so excited.
What did you think when they dropped down to number 3 when they made that trade?
You know, I was kind of curious what was going on. I was kind of excited to see what happened. And, you know, I was the one who was blessed to get that phone call, and it was a dream come true.
Solomon, why are the 49ers the team you wanted to end up with?
You know, it's a team in the area. You know, it's a very close team. Love the area, San Francisco, love the Bay Area. You know, I love John Lynch. I love the way he played. I love the way he's gonna bring a mentality to the team. Coach Shanahan seems like an amazing man and an amazing coach, what he did at the Falcons. And he's a coach's kid, and I know how amazing he's going to lead this team. And the players on this team, amazing. You know, from Navarro Bowman to that defense, the players on offense. You know, I've been watching this team very closely ever since I went to college in the Bay Area because everyone loves the 49ers. And I'm so happy to be on the team, and that's a dream come true.
What do you remember from taking that class with John Lynch a couple years ago?
You know, I remember I was starstruck when the first day of class. He introduced himself as John Lynch. I was like, what? Like, John Lynch is in our class. And so, I kind of try to cling on to him, learn from him. Very mature man, to the sport, very diligently. It was a really, really cool experience to be in class with him.
How much did you keep in touch with him after that class was over?
You know, not too much, just a little bit. Called him a couple of times to have advice when I was struggling playing or this new season and just trying to take to the next level and just try to learn from him. You know, he definitely helped me a lot throughout my career, and you know, to play for him is an even bigger honor, and I can't wait to do it.
Can you give us an example of a piece of advice or some way he helped you along the way?
You know, during the pre-draft process, you know, before he played North Carolina, he told me, you know, don't worry about the external stuff going on. Worry about yourself and your team, and you know, the best thing you can do is go out the best ball game possible and just go show them you're unstoppable and unblockable. You know, and I took that advice seriously, and I went to go do it.
When he got the general manager job, did you start to think that maybe you guys could be reconnected?
You know, I thought it was definitely a possibility. You know, people really hadn't watched my film yet, so I really didn't know if I was going to be able to go that high, but I was able to, and John picked me, and we got reunited, and I can't wait to play for this amazing team.
Does it mean something to you that you're the first draft pick John ever made?
Definitely, and I want to make sure that I make it the best draft pick he's had. I want to make sure that I make him proud and I make this team proud and the community proud.
You said you've watched this team since you're a local guy. Obviously, they had the worst defense in their history last year. What did you see? How much would you watch their games in detail?
You know, it's not like I watched every game, but when I could, I tried to turn on TV. Because I watched Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner in college, so I tried to see them a little bit more. And you know, they're great young players in the rise, and it's going to be an honor to learn from them. And, you know, I love watching hard-nosed football, so I love watching Navarro Bowman, how he plays, and some other players, you know. I can't wait to play with them and learn with them and be under their wing.
Solomon, how do you know DeForest Buckner, and how do you think maybe the two of you could complement each other?
You know, DeForest is a great rusher. He's huge. He's 6'8". You know, he can throw guys around, and he's very strong. So I think I could bring that quickness and that explosion inside as well, so we can feed off each other and make things work really nice in there.
What was your... You went to Australia for a few years. How old were you when you went and when you came back? And how did it affect your American football?
You know, from ages 2 to 7, I was in Australia. You know, I was a swimmer, was on the beach all the time. You know, just grew up in a different perspective of life and a different place. And, you know, coming to America, coming to play football here, you know, I didn't really know what football was. So when I played football, I was pure and young and didn't really care that much about the game. And then I learned, I really developed this love for the game myself, not from TV, not from what you see on the media. I developed it from playing the game. So that's why I love this game so much, because it's a pure love that I have for the game.
Solomon, as you were going through this process and your name and Trubisky's name kept being talked about as top 5, 6, 7 picks, how much did it cross your mind that your performance against North Carolina and him in the Sun Bowl might affect what happened today?
You know, it definitely helped me, being able to play well in that game and to show people that who I can be. You know, when I'm myself, when I have my game, that's how well I can play. So I think that game helped me out a lot and just opened people's eyes to the player I could be.
If you were in Australia from 2 to 7, you must have come back with a hell of an accent, huh?
I did, yes, sir. I had a very thick accent. In Connecticut, they actually put me in a speech class because I couldn't speak right because I'm not sure.
You should do that with everyone in Australia.
Solomon, obviously that first call you get from the Niners is more congratulatory, but did they give you any indication of where you line up and where would you like to line up if you had your druthers?
You know, I talked with that with the defensive line coach at the combine, kind of lining up in the end position and sub package move down to that 3 tech and being able to rush with the force or Eric in there. And so, you know, that's really what we talked about, and I'm excited to figure out and learn more about the system.
Now, have you watched any of Seattle's defense since it's Robert Saleh as the defensive coordinator?
Definitely. I used to watch Seattle's defense all the time because I'm a huge Michael Bennett fan. And so I used to see him move around, you know, see how their edge rushers rush. And so, so Coach Saleh did a great job. You know, he won a Super Bowl there, and I can't wait to learn from him.
You might end up playing the same position that Bennett plays. Do you see similarities in your games?
I definitely do. You know, we're both very versatile. We're quick. You know, I have to earn my stripes before I even get compared to him. I have to play my first down and earn my stripes to my teammates and the respect. So that's what I'm just trying to do right now.
Might be too early to ask you this, but Buckner and Armstead both go to Hawaii consistently to work out with Michael Bennett. Is that a trip you'd like to hitchhike on?
I think that would be awesome. You know, Hawaii is an amazing place. I haven't been since I was 2 years old, so I don't remember it. So going back and being able to train with some great NFL players and learn from them, that would be a blessing.
You looking forward to playing Christian McCaffrey in week one?
I can't wait to play him. You know, that's my boy. That's my best friend. I love him to death. I can't wait to play him.
Okay. Christian, I'm sorry. Solomon. That is your name. How do you grade John Lynch as a college student?
College student? Definitely an A+. You know, he was in there every day taking notes, front row. He was at every tutoring session there with the professor. He was there. You know, he motivated me to be a better student just coming in. I was like, wow, this guy's coming back to finish his degree. He doesn't need to come back to school, and look how well he's doing.